Everyone, no matter where you're born, deserves respect, dignity, and permanent protection.
If you remain in the roadway and refuse to utilize the sidewalk, you will be placed under arrest.
Now, most did clear, but a handful that remained seated were handcuffed and taken away. So-called dreamer in this DACA program that protects children who came here illegally tells me that she fears she'll lose her job because she has working papers. Outside Trump Tower with the protesters, Scott Pringle, New York.
Residents around La Jolla, California, rallying around a sick whale. Here's Jason Campidonia.
The young 15-foot whale showed up in the area 2 days ago with rope around it. Lifeguards cut away the rope, and then it swam out to sea, but it was spotted Monday in La Jolla. Agents with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration were called out and say the whale is breathing, but he's not swimming. Right now, it's difficult to say if the whale can survive on its own or if experts will need to intervene. I'm Jason Campidonia.
Senator John McCain making his return to Washington today. The Arizona Republican has been receiving treatment for brain cancer since casting the deciding vote last month against the GOP effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Get more news and analysis online at usaradio.com. Presidential poll showing Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump 45-42. USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in
professional sports. Now, it's the Arizona Cardinals. Here's Jason Campidonia.
According to the
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Welcome to the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station, located here in Flemington, New Jersey. It's great to have you joining us today, and again, you're going to hear a wonderful program that you won't hear anyplace else. This is Teachable Moments in Business. So where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? Where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just don't find anywhere else? Well, it's right here at Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host here on the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio. Today, we have a wonderful guest whose name is Gail Kreitzer, and I'm going to introduce her in a few minutes, but I hope that you have a pen and pencil handy as you're listening to our program, of course, unless you're driving. But you're going to hear information that you're not going to hear anyplace else, and you will gain tips that will be very helpful for you to conduct your own business, whether you're the entrepreneur, an established business owner, or perhaps an employee of a company. In any event, we're all lifelong learners, and you definitely will learn something that will be a benefit to you. But first, let's take a look at the weather. Right now, according to the weather report that I'm looking at, it's 73 degrees here in Flemington, although I think the weather reports that I heard earlier today said it would go up to 80. I don't think it's going to go to 80. And according to the report, there will be some showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon, probably between 4 and 5 o'clock this afternoon, and then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 5 o'clock tonight, so get that umbrella handy. It will be a cloudy with a high near 70, and of course right now it's about 70 degrees now, I believe. There's a chance of precipitation later on today, and the rain's not going to amount to much, and the total of maybe a tenth of an inch. Tonight, again, according to the report, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 8 p.m., and a slight chance of showers between 8 p.m. and 9 o'clock this evening, and there's a greater chance of rain, perhaps by 60%. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 59, so the temperature will be dropping, with a slight wind 7 to 16 miles per hour, but with gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. And then Friday night, mostly clear with a low of around 31 degrees, so you have to get your winter coats out, with a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming late after midnight. So when we come back for the extended weather report later on in the program, you'll know how to prepare for this weekend. So here's another word from our sponsor.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host, and I'd love to introduce you to Gail Kreitzer, who is the owner of Little Big Things, LLC. So, Gail, welcome to our program.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here, Vicki.
Well, it's great, and you and I have known, we were just talking before the program started that about the fact that we had met some years ago, which I teach so much and I meet so many people, I honestly don't remember where I meet them all, unfortunately. But you and I then reconnected through the networking group called BIG, which stands for Believe, Inspire, and Grow.
Yes, I remember when I first saw you at BIG, I was a little starstruck. I went, oh my gosh, there she is.
Oh my goodness. Well, well, you've done a great job with that group. And, you know, I teach classes in networking skills. I teach many courses for the New Jersey Small Business Development Center. So networking organizations are really a source of information for me when I counsel business owners as well as when I teach. And so I've developed this passion for wanting to help people, and that's why this program came about, Teachable Moments in Business. So tell the folks who are listening about your business, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be asking you some questions, but just kind of get us into what you do and share some ideas that may be good tips for the audience.
Sure. Okay. Well, to start off with, basically I unclutter minds, and I believe that, you know, the key to reducing stress and anxiety starts and ends with creating and maintaining space in your minds. So I'm obsessed really about the power of mental organization. And I feel like oftentimes when we're talking about health and wellness, we talk about diet and exercise, but we're not always talking about organization and what kinds of tools and approaches we're plugging into to help us feel centered within our mind. So I'm really passionate about sharing my unique approach to personal organization as well as a tool that I developed to help people feel more in control of their busy lives. So that is my company. Like you said, it's the Little Big Things LLC. And I really want to help empower people to reduce their level of stress by providing products and services that foster their mental well-being.
How did you come about doing this? I find this fascinating.
I know. Sometimes I'm fascinated too. I'm like, how did this happen? And I tell people that I didn't choose this. This chose me. Truth be told, I really thought I was going to be a rock star when I grew up.
Well, you are.
Oh, well, that's sweet of you to say. But no, my joke was I did not plan on this at all. And in fact, in my former life, I was a human resources professional, and I loved it. You know, I was climbing the corporate ladder and doing well and really enjoying myself. And then, dun, 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 you know, I had kids,
yeah,
right?
That changes
so
things.
So it does change things. And so I started to wean myself off my career, and I started working from home a bit with my kids underfoot, and within about 30 seconds, I went from feeling like this confident HR director to this frazzled mess.
Okay? Oh my.
And I knew it had, you know, kids had something to do with it. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Like, I knew there were some good reasons, but I was so used to being productive and feeling like I was firing on all cylinders that I was like, oh, well, all right, maybe I need to switch gears. Maybe I need to kind of buck up on time management or self-discipline. So what I did is I, you know, grabbed the personal planner that had served me well as I was climbing the corporate ladder. I don't know if you're familiar with Franklin Covey.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know that it has a calendar and pre-formatted templates, and I had used it, you know, all throughout my career. And I found out, Vicki, that it really didn't suit my needs. I was experiencing what I would call, you know, several years ago as modern overload, you know, and it persists today. And I felt like it wasn't providing me with a place to unpack everything that I was carrying around in my head. I think a lot of these traditional organizational approaches and tools, you know, they're good for storing time sensitive information or helping you plug things into someone else's idea of a pre-formatted template. But oftentimes you're left carrying around so many things in your head that don't fit neatly into a calendar or a pre-formatted template. So you walk around with this cluttered mind, and it's like, picture a jam-packed closet that is so packed, you know, when you open it, you don't even want to open it, first of all, right?
Right, I hear you.
You're afraid of it. So I created a system and an approach that allows you to store short-term, long-term, no-term tasks, thoughts, ideas, and to really give you control over your own templates and how you think about all the moving parts in your head. Yeah. And so, long story long, as I like to say, quite accidentally, because this planner didn't suit my needs, I started MacGyvering my own with some simple home office supplies. And over time, unexpectedly, a highly effective and intuitive organizational practice and a tool began to unfold. It took several years, but it was so helpful that I started sharing it with friends and, you know, making my own MacGyver tools to give to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it grew from there.
Well, that's really interesting. And this is something that's all yours. Has anybody ever thought about these concerns and put it down in writing and create a tools?
You know, my feeling is, you know, most of what we all tap into is universal. So I am sure there are threads to what I do out there.
Right.
I mean, I'm certain of it. But this was my own experience and something that I've, you know, kind of packaged according to how I experienced it and how I lived it and how I envision sharing it. So to me, you know, more than anything, organization is about feeling better. I have been giving my mind management workshop for the past 2 years. So I basically teach my practice. And any time I meet with people, you know, no one tells me, hey, Gail, I want to do it all. Or I'm here because I'm so excited to learn how to do more. No one says that. What I hear time and time again from people is they want to feel better.
I can understand that because I'm kind of in that place. I do a lot of – I teach. I have three businesses that we – I run one by myself. I run one with my husband, and the other he does. And with the radio program here,
yeah,
there's a lot of things going on. And
yes.
It is challenging to keep track of all of that.
Yes.
And to remember everything that you have to do.
Yes.
I'm going to break here for a minute. We have some sponsors to hear. And then we're going to come back. And what I'd like to do is, if you can share, perhaps I'm thinking of a case study. If there is a client that you've worked with,
sure,
who's been able to work through your program,
yes,
and tell us how they have benefited.
Great, I'd love to do that.
What you've done.
Yep.
Let Stowaway Self Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host. And my guest today is Gail Kreitzer, who is the owner of the Little Big Things LLC. So, Gail, you gave us some insight as to how your program and your business evolved. And share with us, if you will, some of the experiences or perhaps a case study
sure.
that you've encountered with a client that you can share. And I'm always looking for first of all, in business, your job is to solve a problem.
Yes.
And then the next point is that it's important that your client gain the benefits of having done business with you.
Yes.
So if you can share with us
sure.
that information in terms of a case study, that would be really interesting.
I'd love to. So I have worked with countless people on uncluttering or decluttering their minds. And this one client in particular really stands out. She is a woman that runs two businesses. She has four children. And she very accomplished, very driven, but was really, really stressed out and was clearly had a good grip on her life. But like I said, really wanted to feel better. And so what we did is, you know, I sat down with her. She had been to my workshop, learned about mind management, you know, and she was ready to dig in. And she had my planner, which is called my dashboard planner, which basically allows you to create mental dashboards using sticky notes so you can unpack your head and view the totality of your thoughts at a micro level as well as a macro level. And what, and I need to explain that a little bit before I tell you what happened.
Okay.
So what happens, I was telling you that people walk around with these jam-packed minds. And if you, if your brain is so packed, you know, you have a lot of anxiety. You can't find things. You don't know where you've put things. You can't access things. But more importantly, you can't think, okay? You can't think clearly. It's very difficult to problem solve and make decisions when you are overloaded and you're in a reactive state. So when I started working with her, she brought all these different tools that she had been using, you know, to organize her life. And we sat down and I showed her, you know, she already knew kind of what to do. And then I guided her a bit. And I witnessed unbelievable energy in her where she started unpacking everything she was carrying around in her head into different dashboards. Made, you know, there was a place for everything. You could see that there was energy, you know, that was coming off of her, you know, and at the same time, a sense of calm, like, and confidence. I want to film people, you know, when this occurs, because they don't even realize what starts to happen when they just do the first part of mind management, which is unpack the full, complete contents of their brain according to their needs and preferences. So when you think of my mind management and my dashboard planner, you really think about creating these visual mental dashboards that honestly would be difficult to replicate on your phone in an app, okay, or in these traditional calendars, because you need to be able to see the totality of your thoughts to compare things, relativize things, and really start to think. Let's go back to what I was saying earlier. It all comes down to getting to less in your head. How can you possibly get to less unless you see everything and you start to think about, well, gosh, why am I doing this? Or, wow, this stresses me out. This makes me feel good. This excites me. And then you can start saying, I need to start changing things in my life. So this one client of mine, I witnessed firsthand this transformation in her. And I've subsequently, you know, she's one of my dashboardians, and she keeps in touch with me and tells her it's unbelievable. So that's really gratifying. And I see it time and time again, the power of just approaching organization a little more intuitively and very logically.
So once she settled into the approaching her life in this manner.
Yes.
What changes did you see in
I'll tell you. More confident, you know, more energy. And really, she was telling me about how it really helped her to say no to things, not in a bad way, but just giving her confidence to say, no, this doesn't serve me. No, I'd love to do that. Because she really got clarity on what was most important to her and what she was trying to stay connected to every day. I think what happens is we all know that we get distracted. You know, I get distracted, you know, by shiny objects, right?
Right.
It's easy. You know, you're driving along and you get distracted. But I think in her case, she really just, you know, once you have clarity and focus, it's easier to say no quicker. This doesn't serve me. Your head's clearer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can think.
Yeah.
Right? So I go back to this closet imagery again. Once you clean out a closet, you know, we all pretty much go through the same process.
Mm-hmm.
We reach a breaking point. And what do? We take everything out, right?
Right, that's true.
We take it, of course, we take it all out first to look at it all, to compare. And we say, oh, I forgot about that. What is that doing in there? I don't need that. And then we reconcile.
Yeah.
We are then left with an organized closet. And I say to people, what's the main difference? And a lot of people are like, it's organized. I'm like, no, there's space in your closet. And guess what happens? When there's space, everyone's reaction is almost the same. Possibilities open up again. you now see your closet and you see all the possibilities again.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with your mind. So as you can tell, I am ridiculously passionate about helping people understand you have to get to less and stay there. You know, it's not just enough to get to less, but my practice, my tool helps you get to less. And this client of mine, like I told you, has kept in touch with me. She's able to say no more, and she just feels more confident and in control.
How has that translated into her successes in business? Now, you said she has several businesses that
she
operates.
Yes, and she has four kids.
And four children. So that's a
I know.
That's one and a half businesses right there.
Yes, it's so true.
Or one child per – each child represents a business, I guess you could say. But how has that benefited her in the end?
Well, I think it starts and ends with stress management in our lives. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all moving fast. And I think when we feel better, Vicki – we do better.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are plugging into a life management approach and tool that makes you feel better, you're going to be a better mom. You're going to be a better spouse. You're going to be a better coworker, a better boss, a better sister. You get the idea, you know, that if you can reduce your stress and feel more in control of your busy life, so many things start to happen. And the other thing we didn't touch upon, which is important, is creativity. Oh my gosh. You create a space in your brain and you kind of relax parts of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Your creativity really, you know, starts to flourish. You're all like, right. Wow, this is what it's like to actually be able to think.
Yeah. Well, I think that's when you have your own business, you have an opportunity to be creative, but some people don't realize that.
Yeah.
They're trying to rely on old methods or old ideas, or and they're not forward thinking, or they're not doing the research, or not availing themselves of the educational opportunities that are out there so they can expand their minds.
Yes, and we know creativity leads to ideas, right?
Oh, it does.
And problem solving and energy. So to me, it's the foundation. You know, clearing out the clutter of your mind is the foundation. It makes everything else better. And I also joke with people, it's not like, you know, what I'm teaching and I'm passionate about is about, you know, that eventually you're just going to put your feet up and dangle grapes, you know, in front. No, you're going to be working, you're going to be moving just as fast as you normally like to move,
mm-hmm.
but you'll be connected more with what matters most to you.
Right.
That's the difference.
Now, this particular client of yours, has she indicated that her businesses have become more successful because she's been able to focus?
You know, we haven't gone that deep. This this tool that I have invented, mm-hmm. my dashboard planner, I just launched, you know, in July. So this is, even though I've been teaching my workshop, mind management, for almost 2 years,
mm-hmm.
my product just launched. And I'm thrilled and it's been really well received. But she hasn't been using it, you know, for 6 months, a year, 2 years. But I certainly, you know, hope that as she continues to keep her mental closet clear of clutter, mm-hmm. That, you know, her journey will continue to be very fruitful.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, as you were talking about seeing the, I guess you could see seeing the light bulbs go on with your clients.
Yes.
When I counsel people, quite often I only have an hour or so to meet with somebody.
Sure.
And when they come in front of me, I don't even know who they are. I don't know what they do. And by asking key questions, I can begin to kind of drill down to where their concerns are so we can address them.
Yes.
But quite often in that process and the brainstorming process, I see opportunities to suggest things that they can do, and I see light bulbs go on. I see them, gee, I never thought of it that way.
Yes.
And I see that all the time. And it's very exciting for them as well as for me or for you to see that.
It is. And they get excited. You know, and I feel like I can help put people in the driver's seat of their own, you know, I can help give them a way to create mental dashboards that gives them the answers to the, you know, I believe that the answers to our problems are within us, but we are so buried and cluttered and moving so fast that this system, this approach allows them to, you know, self-awareness. It sparks, oh my gosh, like, let me give you an example, okay, a tangible example. So several years ago, as this was all unfolding for me, and I was creating a dashboard for my family, I had many different receptacles or sticky notes dedicated to volunteering. Now, at the time, I already knew, you know, that I was over-volunteering, okay? I was stressed out. I felt like it was taking up every moment. But something about unpacking it and seeing it with your eyes in relationship to everything else, it was funny. I remember looking at it going, well, gosh, I'm doing way too much volunteering, right? Yeah. And I already knew that, but that seeing it spurred me into action. And I started distilling that part of my life and, you know, decluttering it so that I didn't have that much that load of volunteering, which is amazing, but obviously can take over if you've got a lot of other things in your life that you want to accomplish.
Well, I think it sounds really good. I'm someone who has a lot of clutter up here with all the things. I made a decision back in about 2001 to have an eclectic lifestyle. I figured if I'm going to work, I'm going to make it interesting.
Awesome.
Well, I've achieved it, but in the process,
yes.
I am often in overload.
Yes.
We're going to break for news and some weather, and then we'll come back. And let's think about talking about how you're marketing your program and how the networking events kick in for you.
Wonderful.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The FBI is conducting a criminal investigation into Hillary Clinton's pay-for-play corruption during her tenure as Secretary of State.
Donald Trump slamming Hillary Clinton at a rally in Jacksonville, Florida. Trump saying that Clinton will likely be facing indictments because of the Clinton Foundation.
Hillary is likely to be under investigation for many years, probably concluding in criminal trials.
President Obama campaigning for Hillary Clinton, heaping as much praise on her as possible.
She made me a better president, and she's an outstanding public servant. And she knows her stuff, and she understands the challenges we face.
Two U.S. service members are dead, two wounded after an attack in Afghanistan today. They were on a mission with the Afghan troops when attacked by the Taliban. More news online at usaradio.com.
How many times have you asked yourself, what's the point? After reading some off-the-wall social media post where quality of content takes a backseat to quantity of clicks. Now we're doing something about that. Introducing The Point at westernjournalism.com. I'm Norval Rose, executive editor at The Point. Our clear, concise, compelling content will get you right to the point in each and every post. Smartly presented, sharply defined. You'll see what really matters. Content with perspective and purpose. We promise a bold voice and viewpoint, fearless commentary, insight, and analysis. The Point is your conservative compass, true to the principles and virtues of honest-to-goodness American values. We will honor your time and respect your intelligence. Together, we'll make a difference. And that's The Point at westernjournalism.com.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. Well, we're going to take a look at the weather forecast, and let's see what's happening. We know that the weather will be warmer today, but as we get into the weekend, Friday, the temperature is going to go down to about 59. In fact, Friday night, we're looking at a low of about 31 degrees. Now, on Saturday, we're looking at a high near 55 with a calm wind becoming west 5 to 9 miles per hour. And then Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low of around 40. So you better get your winter coats out. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 57. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 34 degrees. Then on Monday, it'll be sunny again with a high near 55. And in the evening, a low around 35. So we can see that the temperature is starting to decline. Although, I have to tell you, according to the report I'm looking at, on Wednesday, we may have a high near 60. So I guess it's kind of a bit of a roller coaster weather-wise. But in any event, you have to be ready for whatever we are faced with weather-wise. So I'm speaking with Gail Kreitzer, from the Big Little Things LLC, and she's extremely engaging and a very passionate person when it comes to helping other business owners become successful in their businesses. So, Gail, you've shared with us how your system works.
Yes.
And the fact that you have your toolkit, I guess you could call it that.
Yes.
That will help you, which you call my dashboard planner. But you and I met through the networking organization of BIG. In fact, I often talk about BIG in this program, as well as BW Nice, which is another group for women.
Yes.
I also belong to the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, and I'm also a member of the Somerset Somerset Business Partnership.
And I hear you're a triplet, actually.
I am.
or you have an identical twin. That's what I've heard.
All of those things. So Somerset Hills Business Network is actually an affiliate of the Gateway Chamber of Commerce. And I was president of Somerset Hills for about 5 years. And I left it 3 years ago because I was like up to here.
Yeah.
I needed to unload something.
Mm-hmm.
And it took five guys to take over from me. So we all got a big kick out of that. Say, well, gee.
It doesn't surprise me.
It takes five men to do a woman's show.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised. You are an overachiever in the amount of time that I've gotten to know you.
Well, it makes life interesting. In fact, I often tell my friends on my headstone, I want the statement say, life was not dull.
Right. That's awesome.
So you are the co-director
co-chair.
Co-chair,
yes.
Of the BIG group in Chester, New Jersey.
Sure.
And you do a great job running that group, I have
Thank
to say.
You.
You and Kathy do a wonderful job. But give our the folks who are listening an idea of how networking fits into your marketing plan.
Okay. So the bottom line is this. If you are working on your business or you're thinking about starting a business, networking is, they say it over and over again, it's key. And I've experienced that. You know, several years ago, I was like, all right, it's time for me to get out there. And I went different places and I have plugged into a few different groups. And one of the groups that I've had tremendous, I've gotten so much out of is BIG, which stands for Believe, Inspire, and Grow. And it's a women's empowerment and networking group. And there are geographic pods all throughout New Jersey and some in Connecticut, New York, and Massachusetts. And ultimately, what I think networking, you need to find a group that feels right for you. So, number one, I would say, is get on out there. There's so many out there that you can choose from, and most of them allow you to go to a meeting for free, and you really will know it when you show up at a place and it feels comfortable to you. And what I think networking groups do, besides connecting you with people, they push you. It pushes you to do things that you wouldn't normally do sitting in your house by yourself or
Absolutely.
Sitting in your office. So you're being pushed, you're being supported, you're being inspired, and that's when things happen, right?
Absolutely. You can't sit behind your desk and assume that business is going to happen. You have to get out there and meet people.
Yes.
Network with them.
Yes.
And you have to know what to say and how to present your information.
And I'm glad you brought that up because about 2 years ago when I first joined BIG, I remember at every meeting, you have to introduce yourself. And I'm not shy at all, okay? But even that, I remember at the time, I was like, oh my gosh, it's going to be my turn. I feel my heart, pounding. It's my turn. And just by putting myself in that position and doing it, practicing it over and over again, I am way more confident than where I was 2 years ago. So networking groups get you out of your comfort zone.
They really do. I choose to join certain groups because of the speakers that they bring in for the programs.
Right.
And unfortunately, I have a conflict with some of our meetings at BIG in Chester. I have another group that meets at the same time. So I look to see who the speakers are
make your decision.
And
sure.
Frankly, BIG has done a better job in bringing in speakers that mean something to me.
Oh, that's great.
So, and what I learn from those events is information that I can share with my clients, or I can add some concepts to my classes.
It's
amazing.
Yeah, and what I think Big does really well is Big supports women in all areas of their life. So it really doesn't surprise me to hear that to some, you know, degree, because we might have some speakers that come and talk about something related to business, but then the next month we have someone coming in that's talking about health and wellness or family and relationships, right? So it's underneath all of what, whoever we are, whatever we do, underneath, you know, we are all wearing many different hats, and we're so we have to address all those areas of our lives. I think
absolutely. Quite often I find I know I'm one of the oldest, if not the oldest, that goes to these meetings.
And yes, I've never asked. I've never probed, have I? I've been tempted because I think we have a 26-year-old in the pod.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a lot of people in between. And like I said, then there's Vicky. And I'm like, nope, you know. Yep.
But you know what? I have a thing about helping people.
Yeah.
And because I've learned so much over the years, every so often I'll be sitting next to someone and they'll talk about an issue that they're facing, and I'll give them a tip. So
yeah. And it's great. And you learn. What's incredible is you learn from people who are older than you, younger than you, not even in the same industry. It's incredible where you end up getting your nugget when you get out there and attend a meeting.
That's true. Now, do you have opportunities to speak about your program?
I do. And I actually, so like I've said a couple times, I present the Mind Management Workshop, which revolves around your mind as opposed to your time. And I've been really fortunate because I have presented over a dozen times at different geographic pods within Big, and I have four more coming up.
That's
In December and January in Maplewood, New York City, Summit at you know, some of their pods. And I just last night got an invitation. Oh yeah, last night was the invitation to go to the South Orange Maplewood pod, and I love it because Big is you can tell it's a wonderful organization.
It is.
Love presenting to Big women.
Yeah,
it fires me up, and it's been really gratifying.
Well, public speaking is so important today. It opens up so many doors for you, and I've done that in the pet industry. I've worked in the pet industry for 40 years, and when I speak at a national conference, they advertise my name and my topic through three or four trade magazines in the industry nationwide. So I don't have to I don't have to spend money on advertising.
Right.
In fact, it's so funny. One time I had a call from a salesperson who's working for one of the trade magazines, and he said to me, have you ever heard of this trade event? And I said, well, yes, I'm going to be speaking there.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, did you want to run an ad? I said, I don't need to.
Right.
They're publicizing me.
Yeah, you're right.
And so you can get a lot of coverage. In fact, if you quite often I'll do Google alerts on myself and on my company and the industry in general. And it's amazing how long those articles remain on the internet. So
just that you got from public speaking.
Exactly.
Right.
And
I'm so glad you brought that up, because a couple years ago, I remember I was meeting with a friend who was like semi-mentoring me. We met for coffee, and I was telling him that I was working hard on this manufacturing my product and all that, and I had this workshop, and I was waiting for my product to be ready. And it was this individual who said, why are you waiting? Get out there now and start presenting your practice now and get feedback, you know, after each presentation. So now, you know, 2 years later, I presented my workshop, I guess, almost 40 times, maybe more than that, not just with Big, but at libraries, special events, some businesses, some PTOs, some schools. And I have, like you said, I've gotten like free publicity. I've gotten experience, and it just really, it's wonderful.
And the more you do it, the more comfortable you become. I know years ago when I started speaking in the pet industry, I felt nervous.
Sure.
And I would make all these notes. And one time I took one of those fan folds that you used to run through printers. And as a joke, I dropped it and it cascaded down to tell people I was going to talk about all the things on these pieces of paper.
Oh, my gosh.
But now when I speak, it just sort of comes out. I know my topic. I do PowerPoint presentations, but I do but my beginning, the middle, and the end, sometimes I say things that I didn't plan to say. Somehow it just comes out. But I think
yes.
if you have a passion for your topic.
And you practice, right? That's the key.
Well,
yes.
You know what? I don't practice.
Well, but you did years ago is what I'm saying. When you first start out.
A little bit.
Yeah. You were probably a little more prepared. And then now you're much more comfortable.
Yeah, and it just sort of comes out.
Yeah.
But now one of the areas that I help people with are their elevator speeches.
Yes.
And I'll never forget, I used to teach a 15-hour course at Raritan College for entrepreneurs who had actually lost their jobs. They were all on unemployment, and there was a program that the state of New Jersey sponsored them to take those classes. And so I taught elevator speeches. And there was this one woman who struggled about with her elevator speech, and then I invited her to one of my networking groups. It was the it was another group at the time that I belonged to. So anyway, she came to it, but she told me on the way to the meeting, she kept calling all her friends on the telephone and practicing her elevator speeches on the telephone as she was driving to get to that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave her speech. I said to my buddies, my friends, "What did you think?" And they thought she had been in business a long time.
Wow.
And it was
the first time she'd
ever been networking and the first time she had officially given her elevator speech. But I gave her a template to follow and she practiced it.
Right.
And it was really kind of neat.
It makes a big difference, right?
Yeah. So we're going to take a break and we'll come back here in a few moments.
Wonderful.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host. I am the owner of Califon Connection, LLC, just so those who are listening know where I'm coming from. And one of my DBAs, or doing business as, is called Animal Brands, which is a manufacturer's rep agency that I founded in 1976 when I was like 12 years old. But Animal Brands is the first woman-owned manufacturer's rep agency in the pet supply industry. And it's been quite a saga and a trip to be involved in that industry. When I got into the pet industry, it was multi-million. This year, the statistics indicate that the industry will do over $60 billion, although it's primarily pet food driven. At least a big percentage of it is pet food. But it's an interesting business. The other DBA I have is Rushmore Mentoring Group, where I do counseling here in New Jersey outside of the pet industry, although I've had clients across the country also that are not in pet. And then the third business is one that my husband runs on his own, which is called Rushmore Marine, and we sell floating docks to people who have waterfront properties. So we have a very eclectic business background. But what's interesting is everything that we do is really, and all the tasks and the marketing we do is really guided through the philosophy that applies to any business. And in fact, the things that I subscribe to in my business, we discuss on this program. So today we've had Gail Kreitzer here, who is the owner of The Little Big Things LLC. And she's about the most engaging, enthusiastic person I think I've ever interviewed.
Well, thank you, Vicki.
And, of course, at this point in time with the election, we've heard enough of Donald Trump for probably since that we would last for a lifetime. But years ago, he was interviewed on his apprentice program, and I remember him saying that if you're not passionate about your business, you might as well fold your tent.
Right.
And you certainly see the passion in him. I see the passion in you. And it has to show that the body language has to be there.
Right.
And that counts for so much because people, their first impression of you is how you look, how you act,
sure,
how you carry yourself, and then the words start to play a role in their opinion,
yes,
of you.
Yes, I think it obviously helps to attract what you're trying to attract, but just as importantly, it helps you work hard because as any entrepreneur knows, it requires incredible amount of work. You're fighting fears, you're fighting fires, you're fighting self-doubt, right? And so I think that's where if you're lucky enough to connect with a passion, mm-hmm, that's going to be your fuel.
Yeah. And the other issues that people face are the changes in the economy, also in the competition.
Yes.
And so all of these, we were talking during the break that we're all under a lot of pressure, especially people, I think, on the East Coast. I can see a difference when I talk to people. In fact, I was in Portland, Oregon for a couple weeks in October, and everybody I talked to was very pleasant. I got back here and started making some phone calls, and I heard unpleasant people on the telephone.
Amazing.
What a difference it was.
Yep.
And my husband and I both noticed the difference.
Striking, right?
It really is. But between the cost of gasoline and the travel, the traffic jams.
And the tax now
the
on
taxes,
that?
I know,
my gosh.
We're all faced with all those pressures. So you're able to help people kind of sort them out through your program.
Yes, and I joke that what I help people is I help people feel. Like my joke when people say, how are you? I say, everything's under out of control. Truthfully, that's my standard line because nothing's under control ever, right?
Yeah.
But if it's under out of control,
right,
very, very descriptive.
Okay.
Right?
That's right. So as you move along in your business, what are your goals? What are your, you know, how are
right,
you tackling business?
Sure. So my goal is to be on Oprah's couch. I would love that, or at least, you know, on the Today Show. I see that in my mind, and I have lots of ideas, and I'm really excited. I think one of the challenges, many of the challenges of an entrepreneur, is just figuring out what your next step is, right?
Yes.
And so for me, for a while, as I was giving my workshop and really honing my message, figuring out who my initial target audience is, right? I was working on manufacturing, and that, oh my gosh, I mean, it's not like I graduated college with a degree on how to manufacture. That took a long time, a long time. I went to probably 5 different places where I was like, okay, cool, I found this place. Nope, didn't work.
Oh my.
You know, but when you have that passion, you're like, okay, it just means I have to try harder, and now I'm going to look this way, mm-hmm, or this place. So once I finished the manufacturing process and I got my first batch of my dashboard planners, I remember, Vicki, truly, when the FedEx truck arrived and I got them in my hands and I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. It was probably 30 seconds of this high.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God, now I have to, you know, up-level my website, figure out how to sell these, you know, create a marketing strategy, right? So it's just a lot of figuring stuff out and going for it. So the next hurdle for me personally, I would say, is product marketing, mm-hmm, you know, and content marketing and figuring out how to best find my audience, if mm-hmm, that makes sense, mm-hmm, and connect with them because there's so many different choices. So there's Instagram, there's Facebook, there's I mean, I don't need to tell you. So you've really just got to get educated. And I would like to get educated yesterday, but it takes a little time. Yeah. And I think you need to have a business plan and a marketing strategy.
Right.
You know?
And typically, I recommend that people write the business plan before they jump in with both feet. So that was, of course, one of my – I was curious about whether or not you had worked
I remember
on a business
you,
plan.
Yes, and I remember you saying that. And I was just talking to a friend on the way here about how, you know, that's so much easier said than done, because – for you to really figure out your business, you have to start getting out there, right?
Yes, you do.
And doing things and figuring out, okay, so this is my audience actually.
Yeah, yeah.
And these are the products that I really should be making. So I have what I joke is a business vision. It's not yet a plan, but I have a lot of things on paper. You know, I've been thinking about this, doing this for years now, way before my product actually launched. So now I feel like I'm ready. Now, what has it been, 3 months now that I'm into, you know, the launch of my product to now fill in some blanks, if that makes sense. But I think the time is now, and I should not wait a moment longer, because that will help the business plan, finishing that, and the marketing strategy will really provide you with a map so that you can start to make decisions and say, even more powerfully, yes to the things that are going to serve you and take you on your path, and no to the things that might be fun and awesome, but really don't align with your business or your marketing objectives.
Well, if one of these days you and I will talk about a template that I've created for marketing.
Great. I'm free now.
And, so, and if anyone who's listening would like to get it, I'll be happy to email it to you. I do have an email address, teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. But we're coming down to the wire here, so I need you to tell me, tell all of us how we can reach you.
Great.
Tell us about your website, your phone number, and so
forth. Thank you, Vicki. So my website is mydashboardplanner.com. You can reach me through my website. And if you are in New Jersey and the mind management workshop sounds interesting, you can reach out to me and invite me to present at your business or your networking group or your social club, your place of worship, you know, your school. That I do make, you know, I do travel when I'm able to, and would love to share this with you and your network.
Good. You know, on my Facebook page, Teachable Moments in Business on Facebook, you should be able to post your some of the places that you'll be speaking.
Great.
About this
program. I'd love to. Yep.
So let's see if you can get that on there. In fact, before you leave today, I'm going to get your picture so we can put it up
on the site. Wonderful.
As well. But it's been a pleasure having you here today, and I encourage the our listeners to pass along the word. Give us some word of mouth. We would appreciate it. And if you have a chance to go back to the archives, you'll hear some wonderful discussions in that I had with other people, with many other folks. I had a realtor in here. I had an attorney who talked about business matters that she deals with in the world of law.
And you're going to have a lot more people, because I had such a good time. I'm going to tell everyone I know. You're going to have a waiting list to get on here. You're a wonderful host, and I had a great time.
Well, thank you. So, yeah, we're here every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Teachable Moments in Business. And we'll have these folks come back again next week. So thank you, Gail. You're great.
And thank you.
I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The FBI is conducting a criminal investigation into Hillary Clinton's pay-for-play corruption during her tenure as Secretary of State.
Donald Trump slamming Hillary Clinton at a rally in Jacksonville, Florida. Trump saying that Clinton will likely be facing indictments.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Our Democratic friends have spoken a lot recently about wanting bipartisan solutions.
President Obama
passing this legislation will provide the opportunity.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell talking about a bill that would completely repeal Obamacare, with McConnell saying it gives all parties a chance to start over in creating health care for all Americans. McConnell noted the number of Republicans who voted for repeal when the same bill was brought up in 2015.
Majority of the Senate voted to pass the same repeal legislation back in 2015. President Obama vetoed it then. President Trump will sign it now.
President Trump is spending the week touting Made in America. He spoke of the importance of buying American goods.
When we purchase products made in the USA, the profits stay here, the revenue stays here, and the jobs, maybe most importantly of all, they stay right here in the USA.
USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's